You might want to start with a deep in breath and a slow out breath. And allowing yourself to switch from doing and thinking to being and sensing. And engaging in this being and sensing as a way of resting. There's no effort to take. Can simply relax in being. Nothing to do. Just sitting here and being aware of the sitting. Feeling the contact points of your body with the chair. And the ground. And of your hands with wherever they're resting upon. And checking in with your body all together, how it is this morning. Maybe it feels a little tired, tense, or painful. Maybe you notice digestion or being hungry. Warm or cold. And see if you can allow yourself to let the body be exactly as it is this morning. And just noticing how things are in a gentle and curious way. This is how the body is now. And that's what we start with, and that's okay. You can check in with the face. How's the face? Maybe bringing a gentle smile to your lips by lifting the corners of your mouth. And feeling your shoulder area. Is there a way to let go here a little, maybe? I'm feeling the chest and the upper back. And the lower back and belly. And also your pelvic area and the buttocks in contact with your support. And also feeling your arms, the whole length of the arms and the hands. And finally, your legs, all the way down to the foot soles and toes. So, inhabiting your body as good as you can. And then focusing on your breathing wherever you feel it most. For a few moments. Can be at the level of your belly, nest or chest or nostrils. Exploring the sensation of breathing physically. And whenever you are distracted, just noticing where the mind has gone. And then gently bring it back to the breath. To the physical sensation of breathing. Maybe noticing a gentle rising of your belly or chest or nostrils when you breathe in. And a falling when you breathe out. And it could be that at this moment you are distracted by something that's difficult for you. And if that's the case, you can focus on it for a moment. And if you haven't, you could even allow yourself for a moment to call up something that's been difficult for you lately. Can be this general situation of confinement, but can also be something more concrete, financial worries or worry about family member or feeling lonely or a little anxious. I'm not taking anything that's too overwhelming, but rather moderate, if possible. And so, in this self-compassion break, there are three steps. First step is the one of mindfulness, becoming aware of what's there and what's difficult and how that feels like. The second step is a step of noticing that we are all connected in this common humanity. And the third step is the one of kindness. And so the first one is simply acknowledging that this is difficult and maybe even saying it to yourself, that's difficult, or this hurts, or ouch. Really, and noticing how that feels like in your mind and body. Allowing yourself to breathe with this difficult situation. Not pushing it away, but gently allowing things to be here and recognizing them. And then moving to this second step of what Christine Neff calls common humanity. Reminding yourself that everyone is suffering in a way, and that we are all connected in this, and we are all suffering in a way or another, and that we are all interconnected, as Thich Nhat Hanh, the Zen Buddhist monk from Vietnam, says. We are all interconnected, and we are feeling this in many ways at this moment. As we are practicing social distancing as an act of love. So, noticing that you are not alone. We here in this virtual space are connected through our common suffering. Humanity is connected in this. And then the third step of kindness. This is a step where I like to add a physical component, putting your hand on the heart or anywhere where it feels nice, on your belly. And also adding some sentences to yourself. And you could imagine here that it was a friend comforting you. So what would a friend, a very good friend, say to you in this situation? Because we are often so self-critical and so harsh on ourselves. So now imagining, what would the friend say? Would he or she say, you'll get through this. I'm here for you. It's okay. You can make this work. You're strong. So imagining any of these words that the friend would say, and allowing yourself to take them in, to feel them. Feel the warmth of your hand on your body. And then simply sitting here, aware of how things are now. How are things in the body? How are things in the mind? What kind of emotion is there now? And if it's a positive one, like calm or gladness or relief, allowing yourself to enjoy that, to take it in, to really physically feel it and enjoy it. And if it's a bit more difficult one, you can keep on sending yourself some good wishes as if it came from a friend. And ending this meditation by focusing on the breathing. Taking some very conscious and deep breaths. And knowing that you can return to your breathing at any moment of the day.